Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Mali's troubles began last year. In March, a military coup destabilized the country, which gave rise to a rebellion in the north. But Tuareg rebels saw their uprising mutate into an Islamist infiltration. Al-Qaeda-controlled groups now rule over an area in northern Mali the size of France. They have forbidden unwed men and women from mixing in public. They've banned smoking and television. And in a country famous for its deeply influential singers and guitarists, Islamists have now banned music in much of Mali. Jazz musician Lainey Stern was living in Mali's capital city of Bamako when the chaos erupted. She could have left, but she chose to stay. And she continued recording tracks for her new album, Smoke, No Fire. Here's the song Jarabi, which Stern sings in the native Malian language of Bambara. Lainey Stern was born in Germany, and she is widely considered to be the first lady of jazz guitar. She's won the Gibson Female Jazz Guitarist of the Year Award for 5 consecutive years. Stern's talent, however, is very diverse. She studied film scoring at Berklee College of Music, and she's invoked the sounds of India, New Orleans, Kenya, and the Cheyenne Nation, to name a few in her music. Lainey Stern performs with her trio tonight at Regatta Bar in Cambridge, but she joins us now in the studio. Lainey Stern, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having us, Meghna.
It's a real delight. I wonder if you could tell us, you were in Mali last year when the coup happened.
Yeah.
What did you experience? What happened to you?
Well, the night of the coup actually was the night of our concert. We were supposed to play at the French Cultural Center, which has a big scene, a big stage, and a library in a gallery. And I got a call from the soundman that at first that my sound check would be delayed. And I thought, oh, it's very hot. So everybody doesn't want to do a sound check. You'll just go on with a line check with all your background singers and make it work. And I said, no, we're coming. And he said, no, actually, you shouldn't leave your hotel. I said, no, really? Because, you know, in some of the African countries, when you're a woman, people tell you what to do. Mm-hmm. And when you're an American from New York, you always have to laugh when they say, you go there and you don't. And I said, well, you know what? I'm just going to come. And he said, no, don't come. And then my roadie came and said, there has been a military coup. And I said, yeah, it's all right. You take the equipment and we're going to the gig. And he said, no, this time I'm really serious. Because, you know, he had a tendency to say, you wouldn't believe it. I saw 10 sheep. They were running into the
drama,
studio.
Yeah.
He was right. There had been a military coup. Shortly thereafter, the French Cultural Center closed, the embassy closed, and then everything closed. And there was never a concert, and there was a curfew. And actually, I couldn't have left if I wanted.
Even if you'd wanted to.
The airport closed, the airspace was off limits, and for 7 days we wrote the music for, we were in the middle of recording this record, and we continued recording, and actually the title song of the record, Smoke No Fire, is a song that we wrote in my hotel room because I wasn't allowed to leave.
Well, let me ask you, Mali and Bamako in particular has been such a draw for musicians for the past, you know, many, many years. What is it about the nation, its music, that drew you to it?
Well, you know, people say that the origin of the blues is in Africa. We've heard that. And in jazz, everybody says jazz comes from Africa. So I just wanted to know exactly how it came and where it came from. And because I didn't entirely believe this answer, it comes from there. I think music comes from many places and is much more complicated, but I was wrong. Because when I first came to Mali and played at the festival in the desert, and I played with people there, I love playing the blues. So people said, yeah, you play African music really good. And, you know, I didn't. I just played my best John Lee Hooker lick, and that is African music. Yeah. I mean, actually, I found that some of it is half of an African song. that we know from every blues song, but that's a song called Masani Sisi. Dunia, dunia. It's the story of a... It's a long story, but that's like...
I have to say, though, I'm sorry to interrupt, because people can't see what you're doing right now. You're not actually playing an electric guitar right now. What are you playing?
No, I'm playing my ngoni, which is an African guitar or like a lute. It's actually, its official name is spiked lute because the back of the body is cut out of a piece of ebony and it's a little bit, has like a little spike on it. It's like a large nut hollowed out with a cow skin on it, and originally it had 4 strings. Mine now has 7 strings.
Yeah, it has a beautiful sound.
Thank you.
Before we run out of too much time, you do have fellow musicians here with you. Can you introduce who else is with us in the studio?
On bass, we have Mama Duba from Senegal, from Dakar, Senegal, and also from Dakar, Senegal, Alioune Faye on djembe.
Okay, well, they have brought their instruments too, and we would love to hear you play live. So why don't you tell us what you're going to play, and let's sit back and listen.
Okay, I think we've decided that we're going to play the first song I ever wrote on this instrument. And I studied with Basiku Kunyati, the leader of the group Ngoni Ba, who is my teacher, and his wife Ami, who is my vocal teacher for African songs. And this is the first song I composed on this instrument, and it's called Still Bleeding.
Fantastic. That's Lainey Stern, Mamadou Ba, and Alioune Faye. Did I say that right?
Alioune.
Playing live in our studio, the song Still Bleeding. Absolutely marvelous.
Thank you.
You know, it sounds as if you found a sort of homecoming in terms of the musical traditions that you love so much when you immersed yourself in the music of Mali. Are you still in touch with people there as the country?
Every day.
And what do you hear?
Well, you know, in Africa, you know, we have a different way of being. So everybody says, everything's fine. But then everything is not fine. But so far in Bamako, things are okay. People are very grateful that the West has come to their rescue mm-hmm. because the arms that they are fighting in the North are arms that they have never seen in Africa before. They're Gaddafi's leftover super modern surface-to-air missiles. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can take down a plane with that stuff. And none of the African armies are equipped to deal with it. So the French have done a very good thing, and we are doing a very good thing in trying to clean up the mess that, you know, in all honesty, we made. When we got rid of Gaddafi and then, French president goes home, re-elect me because I got rid of the bad guy, but that guy didn't get rid of the mess he made.
Yeah. You know? Well, I'd love to hear you guys play a little bit more as we close the show here, but I do have one more question for you. If your exploration of African, and particularly West African music, was this exploration of the roots of blues guitar, for example, and yet you've also in your career shown such a wonderful ability to really incorporate music from a variety of cultures, do you think you're going to stay in sort of the African influence now, or maybe head off in some other direction?
I don't know. I play this African instrument now. So, you know, I'm going to keep playing the goni, but I never know what I'm going to do next because as a musician, we have the great privilege to travel and go to every place. So I never know. But, you know, I guess for a while, I love to play with Mamadou and Alun. So yeah. we are way from done.
Okay, good. Well, let's hear you play a little bit more as we go out. But first, I have to say that Delaney Stern is going to be playing at the Regatta Bar in Cambridge tonight with her trio. Her newest album is called Smoke No Fire, recorded in Mali last year. Delaney Stern, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, why don't you play us out on the show let us know what you're going to play.
Okay, we're going to play a song that's called The Cat Stole the Moon, because that's what little kids in Mali say when there is no moon in the sky. They say there is no moon in the sky because the cat has stolen it. And it goes like this.
Is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.